Blog Talk Radio.
Computers, and hopefully things will there will be no more glitches. Of course, there's some glitches in the political campaign for the presidency. And on my episode description, we have our new focus, and one of our new focuses, the political animal, and the title is Raising Cain. Now, it's a public policy question here. If you think if somebody walks on water, you better check the depth, the source, the temperature, and the pollution level and downstream. Everybody has done something. Now, the question is, how far do you go back? Should everybody in public, in the public eye, whether they're political aspirants, candidates for whatever office, people, public officials who are already in office, political appointees, public appointees, and judges, regardless of gender, should they all come clean and say, I did this, and go back to what, puberty? There's something that people should think about. This whole Cain business, it's not clear whether he molested or harassed these women or not. It's some interesting coincidences that surfaced on the same date that Clarence Thomas was accused by Anita Hill. Now, then we find out Anita Hill went to the same law school as Hillary Clinton, Yale Law School, a top law school in this country. She could have gone to Wall Street or gone into one of the big law firms I don't know what the salary was at that time, but lawyers who get out of the top law schools who are recruited or who are minorities or who were at that time were encouraged to apply to the big law firms, whether it's New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, whatever. And they pulled on big salaries. But she went back to the University of Oklahoma Law School, and there's a lot of questions about her that are still unresolved. The other thing was very troubling and never was resolved was she said whenever she was coming to Washington, she would call up Clarence Thomas and let's go to lunch. If she was sexually harassed, why was she calling him if this story is true? Now, what is even more troubling is this headline hustling by Gloria Allred. This gives the legal profession, what's left of it, a very bad name. And having been in the field for over 40 years, working from different angles as a special investigator and legal researcher, and having worked in federal courthouse, Seventh Circuit, I've seen a lot of things, known a lot of judges, seen lawyers do things, been in court with cases, and research cases, lawyers, law firms, judges, the whole bit. So it's very troubling to see this kind of headline hustling. And she's not the only one that does this. Very troubling. But this whole business of should you go into a person's past this far back. Now, Gore Vidal, very interesting guy related to the Kennedys, although he doesn't like them, or Jacqueline Kennedy, that is. He's written some very interesting books on political reality. And in his book, The Best Man, in which later became a movie, these questions came up about it's Henry Fonda and Cliff Robertson, both who are dead, and Lee Tracy, who played a Harry Truman-type character. And Henry Fonda is the Secretary of State who has his own problems with women. And then Cliff Robertson has an alleged homosexual experience in his background. There's also Advise and Consent. These are 60s films with these issues about people's background. Now, Lee Tracy said he has to, that Henry Fonda, if he wants to be president, that he has to be ruthless and he has to use a very dirty stick. And here's that clip. Power is not a tool. This is how some people look at this. Maybe this is how they're looking at Herman Cain. I don't know.
Finished. Now, I am here to tell you this, that power is not a toy that we give to good children. It's a weapon, and the strong man takes it and he uses it. And if you don't go down there and beat Joe Cantwell to the floor with this very dirty stick, then you've got no business in this big league. Because if you don't fight, this job is not for you. It never will be.
Now, Lee Tracy, again, in the same scene, he asked Henry Fonda, why the hesitation?
Why are you hesitating this time?
Not being righteous, and I do want to win, but how can I in any conscience use a thing like this even against Cantwell?
What would happen if you had to make a quick decision in the White House, and maybe all our lives depended on whether you could act fast, and you just sat there? Having a high old time with your divided conscience.
I'm not divided. I know what I should do, and this is not it.
Dan, you don't want to be king of the castle, so stay away from us. Be a saint on your own time, because you ain't fit to lead anybody.
Why, because I won't shoot off a cannon to kill a bug? Because I don't have that mindless reflex you confuse with strength? Don't you understand? If I start to fight like Cantwell, I lose all meaning.
If you don't start to fight, you are finished. Now, I am here to tell you this, that power is not a toy that we give to good children. It's a weapon, and the strong man takes it and he uses it. And if you don't go down there and beat Joe Cantwell to the floor with this very dirt...
Now, Fonda objects, and this is the issue that comes up today. How far do you go back, and should you go back?
This is exactly the sort of thing I want into politics to stop. All the business of gossip instead of issues, personalities instead of policies. We've got enough on Cantwell's public life to defeat him without going into his private life, which is nobody's business.
Any more than yours is?
Any more than mine is.
Cantwell is using your private life.
All the more reason I don't use his. I'm not Cantwell.
Well, no one's used anything yet. Jensen, see if you can arrange a meeting where nobody can see them.
Go on.
Now that's the issue. Should the media go into someone's private life this far back? Again, we don't know whether Cain even remembers or if he ever did harass or molest any of these accusers. But the way this is being handled and the way it appeared and when it appeared is very, very suspicious. Now, the other issues that we should be looking at is should all public officials, everybody in the public light, who want to be appointed to positions, ambassador, to judgeships, to cabinet positions, should they come clean and say, I did this way back when I was in poverty. I smoked dope, or I was at rubber sheet parties, or I did a lot of other things, or I hoarded around, or I was a drug dealer. How far do you go back? Is it relevant? That's the question people should start asking themselves with all these economic problems that we have today. Do we really need to get down into the mud and even get further into the sewer line? I don't think so. Unless people's private lives should remain private, unless they are harming someone else and they are continuing to harm someone else and they cover up the fact that they are harming people. And that is going on. This is what happens in the sense of what happened in the Steve Nery case. These other sailors, military personnel, Tim Masters in Colorado, the questions that have been going on in Virginia with the Norfolk Four sailors, all these cover-ups. And, of course, that the cop in, I think his name is Ford, in the Virginia case of the Norfolk Four, he's in prison for some other crap that he did. There are other people who should be in prison for a long time and throw the key away and put them in with their fellow homosexuals, dragging all this crap that's not relevant into a court case, and yet the media ignores it because they've got their, some of their people have their own agenda, and some of them have even been involved in the same things that Juan Pipery was involved in. Now, I recommend that you keep going to our YouTube site. We're going to have a wide variety of things being uploaded, as they say. And looking at the Occupy Oakland, it's very interesting. Why wasn't the emphasis from the media on what has been going on in San Francisco? Is it because we have a citywide election for major public offices, mayor, district attorney, sheriff? Very interesting that we don't have this disruption over here. Why Oakland, as Gertrude Stein? Well, Oakland is just there, and that's why she left for Paris. But the other issue is this. Nobody, you know, the banksters, there are very bad banksters who have done things. All you got to do is look at people like Corzine, some of the other people, some of those other brokerage firms that have gone down besides Goldman Sachs. They had partners in the so-called non-profit sector or non-tax-paying sector. And some of the things these people have done. They brought in one, the Chinese Community Housing, so-called, allegedly brought in Chinese from overseas, put them up, the pregnant women, they get a birth certificate, have their babies in the public hospital, get a birth certificate, and then go back to China. We don't know what's coming back here 10, 15, 20 years from now with a birth certificate, and which the baby or who was a grown person at that time can say, well, I was born in an American hospital, therefore I have the right to stay here. And we don't even know if that was the person. So we don't know what's going on. That's just one of the scams that are going on and have been going on in the subsidized public so-called affordable housing. There have been other cases of in the veterans nonprofit public subsidized housing called the Dimmesling House. When the veterans who survived the Bataan Corregidor, people like Raul Amundsen, when they protested to HUD, they protested to the district attorney, who did nothing. This bogus operator who himself was an illegal alien brought in a hitman from Manila, Sammy Yu, and this is all documented in federal records, federal court records, to try to intimidate the veteran protesters. We have other cases in another so-called affordable housing, public subsidized housing organization called Innovative Housing. Innovative indeed. They were putting students in illegal units where there was asbestos. In another case in San Rafael, California, a youth, well, he wasn't that young, his grandparents survived Auschwitz, and I don't know if he practiced Judaism. But anyway, he was gay, and he had AIDS. And he had his heating unit went out, and so he called up Innovative Housing, and they said, use your gas, you know, totally insensitive. It happened to be a black lesbian who was running Innovative Housing at that time. This is the kind of people that we should be looking at. This is the kind of people, the kind of parasites who are in the public trough, who are taking advantage of poor people who they think can't fight back, won't fight back, or don't know how to fight back. And, you know, the media ignores us, and complaints have been brought to the media. The Chronicle, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Bay Guardian, and they protect their friends, and some of them even got so-called affordable housing, and we'll bring that up as the Condogate scandal. So these are some of the things that go on, and you can do something about it, and you should, because you're paying for it. and you may need this housing someday. Some of those people in Occupy Oakland and even in the situation here in San Francisco and in New York are people who have paid into the system, who worked hard, who trusted the system to take care of them when they were down on their luck. And more we're seeing that these services, all this public funding for these organizations to be there for people who needed help when they needed help are not there anymore because the people who operate these organizations have ripped them off. They've hijacked the poverty programs. And that's something that needs to be looked at. And they did this with the aid of financial experts, some of the banksters. Not all bank people are highwaymen and thieves and rogues and rapists and con artists. But there's a growing number that are. We'll get into specific documentation of some of the things that one Bank of America guy did. He couldn't sell his house, so he sold it to, knowing that HUD would pay for it, to this bogus nonprofit, and then gave them a political campaign contribution so they could get more. And, of course, the price for his house was not worth what he was asking for, but what he got. And this is documented. This is real estate. So these things are going on and going on across the country. And it's time for the people who are thinking, who are in Occupy Oakland, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy San Francisco, whatever, to start looking in a different direction. It's not only the banks who have been ripping people off. Those who are, not all bank people are dirty, are rogues, are highwaymen who rip people off. But there are those who have made deals with these bogus nonprofits, the Saul Alinsky crowd. He's dead, but they're still around. Now, it's interesting. Today's birthday, I'm not sure if this is accurate. Leon Trotsky was born today, and we had the Trotskyites who are taking over under the guise of progressives, taking over and set up and operate these bogus nonprofit organizations to get federal poverty funds and from foundations. I did bring this to the attention of the U.S. attorney back in 1993 and had a meeting with one of them, went to Washington in another case on this, and it's all documented. We'll bring it up. So I recommended you go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. I'll do what some of the birthdays today get off from. I hate to say this is my rant, but on my soapbox, but this is very important. One of my favorite actors in one of the great war films, although it's based on what happened with the 8th Air Force in England, Dean Jagger was born today, and he played the lawyer in the movie with Gregory Peck, 12 O'Clock High. Great film. I highly recommend it. He also played in Elmer Gantry. I think he was from Illinois, from Indiana. Excuse me. Also today, Albert Camus, the great French philosopher, author, was born today. Billy Graham. Harry Truman was a fellow Baptist. They're both Baptists. Of course, Harry Truman's dead, but he never liked Billy Graham. And I think Harry Truman used to say, "I'm a bourbon-drinking Baptist." I think that's accurate. And then Al Hurt, the great trumpet player, is born today. Great opera singer. She overcame a growth in her throat. I don't know if it was cancer or what. Gwyneth Jones, big soprano. She was born today. Those of you who like some people call folk music schlock, Joni Mitchell was born today. Among the deaths, a great actor. It's too bad he died relatively young. Steve McQueen. I recommend his film Bullet. It's very interesting about the connection to Chicago and San Francisco. And then Eleanor Roosevelt, a lot of controversy about her, but she did do some great things. She was flew with the black aviators, who later became the Tuskegee unit or group in the United States Air Force, and they accompanied the B-17 bombers in the daylight bombing missions over Europe and over Germany. And then we had, who else today? Among the events today, during 1775, one of the British generals who was over here trying to keep the colonies under the thumb of George III or the British government, English government, he said any slave who joined the British army would be free. I think there were a few that did, and then when the British lost at Yorktown, I think some of them went to the Caribbean islands. That we ought to look into that. And in 1876, since this is a political period, The famous Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel B. Tilden both claimed victory, and what happened was, of course, it was vote fraud. Nothing new. It's still going on today with more sophistication. Hayes got the presidency because a deal was made with the South that he would withdraw the Union soldiers who were down there to enforce civil rights for the newly freed blacks. And it's interesting. Hayes was from Ohio. He was part of the Ohio Band of Presidents. One was Warren Harding and James Garfield and Grant, as a matter of fact. All served in the Civil War. And, of course, Hayes had a wife who was a teetotaler known as Lemonade Lucy. She wouldn't serve alcohol in the White House. I don't know if Rutherford slipped a few when she wasn't looking or when she wasn't around. And then on this day, another president was elected, Woodrow Wilson. His first name was Thomas Woodrow Wilson. And getting back to civil rights, he was the president. He was the guy who resegregated Washington, D.C. And he was a Presbyterian, pompous prig, I guess you could say that. And when he had his heart attack, his wife, his second wife, Edith Bowling, allegedly acted as president. This is highly illegal, and she signed documents, supports his signature, allegedly. And she hated people like Lodge, Senator Lodge, who was leader of the Senate. Woodrow Wilson thought that he could go and negotiate international treaties, such as the League of Nations, without bringing some senators along to guide him and to consult, to advise and consent. And that's why the League of Nations was voted down. That treaty was voted down in the U.S. Senate at the time. Also today, Lenin, Ilyich Lenin, seized power in, after the October Revolution in Soviet Union, and we're still suffering from the after effects of that revolution. And then the father of modern rocketry could be Robert Goddard in 1918 on this date. He had his first successful rocket experiment, and this was before Wernher von Braun. And then in 1942, getting back to the Roosevelts, FDR broadcast in French. Now, he had studied French, went to Harvard. I think he had studied law, never practiced as far as I know. On this day also, he won his fourth term, and people got enough of presidents, politicians who had two terms should have been enough. So that this is one of the successful constitutional amendments that all presidents serve a maximum of two terms, and that's it, and they can't come back. And we need this for all these politicians, a term limits. The problem is, once they get in there for a lifetime or even half a lifetime, they bring in their buddies and they stay around like cockroaches in the kitchen cabinet. It's very difficult to get rid of these people. Also on this day, Nixon left politics and said, "You can't kick me around." But he did come back in 68 to defeat Hubert Humphrey. I remember that, Dump the Hump. We were part of that movement at the time. And then in 1972, again, Nixon, he was reelected. And then in a few years later, Watergate and all the other scandals, he resigned. Of course, there are other politicians and presidents who, those of us who are thinking about it, think that they need to resign, that they're not indispensable. Nobody is, for that matter. Also, on this date, November 7th, a lot of blacks were elected to municipal offices. We had Carl Stokes in Cleveland, became mayor. Richard Hatch became mayor in Gary, Indiana. We had Douglas Dinkins in New York City, all blacks who were elected to chief executive of those cities. On this day also, LBJ established the public broadcasting system. Later, Chuck Percy's daughter, the surviving twin, one of them was murdered. I remember that in 1965, I think it was, when Chuck Percy was running for U.S. Senate against then incumbent Senator Paul Douglas. And that murder has never been resolved, but Sharon Percy later married Jay Rockefeller. And I think that's it. And then we had Magic Johnson, was the first athlete to come out and say he was HIV positive. Our new schedule is going to be 4 o'clock. I think that's best for people on the East Coast. Of course, this will stay up on the web. and we'll be go to our YouTube site. We'll be updating things more. Now, another thing we've discovered since we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, are you aware that your holiday pumpkin may be coming from Red China? We discovered that they're now shipping pumpkin over here. Now, in and of itself, it doesn't seem like suspicious or a problem. However, we don't know, considering what's happened with pet food, what some of these Chinese are doing with these food products. And we're getting more and more food products. A lot of the fish that's coming in the United States is coming from China. Now, I was talking to a fisherman. I'm going to try to interview him, who worked up in the Atlantic, the Alaskan waters, and he says the Chinese have these big fishing ships, ocean-going ships. They will get fish that Americans and other nations have fished out of the ocean, bring it back to China, repackage it as Chinese, and then sell it to Americans. So we don't know. And then, of course, there's these farm-fed fish, which they throw antibiotics in the water, and that goes through the food chain. And if you need to use an antibiotic, if you're sick or had a cold or whatever, an infection, you may have built an immunity up to prevent that antibiotic that your doctor prescribed from taking effect and curing you, because you have eaten all this antibiotic-fed fish that was so-called farm-fed. But the holiday pumpkin, I would suggest you look on the back of your can. We'll show you this on our YouTube site later this week. So I would recommend you start checking. You know, if ignorance is not bliss, what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you, and especially today, when more and more people can't afford their health insurance and are worried about the economics of this country and of the world, you need to be even more cautious, more aware, and protect yourself, because nobody else is looking out for you, even though some media people say they are. And we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Maybe that's what Herman came to do. And I think it's Huntsman who said that, who's also a candidate, part of the Mormons, who said that Herman should come clean. Well, maybe Herman and Huntsman ought to sit down and play some poker. But anyway, we'll play our poker theme to end this program. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Say, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big eight.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the cash?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrade.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich, I'm certain he's run. Jack is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
Well, that doesn't stop certain politicians. Anyway, it's Peter Paul Brazil. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Thank you for listening.